Thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. He could not have been fabulouser all week, Mr. Rob Center, our producer, taking good care of us. That's why movie Mike McGranahan's appearance is going to be on the WKOK podcast page shortly after our discussion. In the studio with us now, movie Mike McGranahan, professional movie critic, women in cinema advocate, author, prolific tweeter, at IslSeat is his Twitter handle. IslSeat.com is the place where I keep going before we look at Netflix or Amazon.com or all these other many streaming services. Even Cinemax is still out there, but we got to check it out. Welcome aboard, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. Okay, let's start out with Spirit Untamed.
Spirit Untamed is an animated movie very clearly aimed at children 9 and under. It therefore comes as a surprise that this 53-year-old film critic kind of liked it. So if you're a parent whose little one is begging you to take them to see it, fear not, you won't necessarily spend the whole time looking at your watch and wondering when you can leave. The story is about a young girl named Lucky who goes to stay with her estranged widower father, voiced by Jake Gyllenhaal. While roaming around his small town, she befriends a fiery stallion that's being abused by a nasty rustler. He has plans to break Spirit and other wild horses, then sell them to the highest bidder. Lucky helps her new friend escape and bands together with two human pals to rescue all the additional horses before they get shipped off. Spirit Untamed is a little slow to start, but it picks up steam after a while. The gang has to pass through dangerous terrain on their mission, which adds excitement to the movie. There are also some genuinely funny scenes, as well as a touching subplot about how Lucky and her dad heal their relationship. Best of all is the beautiful animation that makes the journey of our young heroine and her horse come alive. Spirit Untamed isn't anywhere close to being Pixar-level good, but it's a nice, pleasant film that you can enjoy with your elementary school-aged kids. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3 saddle sores.
What? You liked it. Hey, Mikey.
It's a nice movie. It's one of those things. It's definitely aimed at the younger set. But I think that there are not that many movies out there that are appropriate for kids that age. And this is one that you can take them to. And it's a nice movie. It's a pleasant movie. You feel good. It's not going to blow you away. But if your kids want to see it, you can take them. And I think that you'll be pleasantly surprised that you can get through this movie if you're an adult and find things to appreciate about it, as I did.
Don't tell me there's a lesson in there for everybody.
I think anybody over the age of 10 will know exactly where this story is going long before it gets there. You're not going to come away with any great revelations about life. But there's a good message for young kids about being brave and taking things a step at a time as a way of working through fear. And that's kind of a nice message for kids, and there's some nice stuff about what it means to love someone and to be loved in a family. So I think it is appropriate for younger kids like that, and parents will be glad to have a movie that they can take their kids to see where there's no profanity. This movie doesn't have any of the kind of rude bathroom humor that some of the animated movies like to slip in. You know, Minions does that, and the Shrek movies did that. This movie has none of that. So you can take your kids to it. There's nothing offensive here. And they'll come away feeling like they got a nice message and enjoyed the horse and the animation, and you'll get your money's worth.
Well, I am relying on you and the movie industry and young people to glue this nation back together again. Is there a lesson in there that might even that be that broad? Or is this just a fabulous, great kids movie?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a kids movie. Okay. You know, we do have Paw Patrol movie coming up later this summer, and that's going to be another one aimed at the younger set. But I think that they get a little overlooked because a lot of the animated movies want to be hip and edgy, like the Lego movies. And I love that kind of stuff, don't get me wrong, and a lot of the Pixar films. But this one is really specifically made for younger kids, and it's something that they can follow the story. They're not going to be confused by it. It's not going to go over their heads. And I think we need some of that in the marketplace.
3 saddle sores?
Well, if you're riding an untamed horse, you're going to get a few of those, right?
Okay, I guess so. All right, that sounds so... All right. Okay. So, Untamed. Spirit Untamed. Not Pixar, you know, 4 out of 4 level, but pretty darn good entertainment. And go ahead and take the whole family.
Right.
All right. Sounds great. Spirit Untamed. We appreciate that. You have seen A Quiet Place 2?
Yes, just to give you kind of a mini review of that, A Quiet Place 2 begins with a prologue showing how the aliens came to Earth, but then it jumps to literally seconds after the original Quiet Place ends. Emily Blunt and her kids have to go leave the farm, and they end up in this old factory where they run into an old acquaintance played by Cillian Murphy, and the monsters are hiding there, and a whole bunch of different stuff happens. I love the first Quiet Place. I saw it more than once, and both times when it was over, I could just feel my muscles letting go of all the tension I had. This movie is good, but it did not have that same effect on me. I did not find this one as scary as the first one, partially because it's a bigger, more open world. There's more characters, more settings, and more of the monsters, so they're much more of a present threat. So I still recommend it. 3 stars for A Quiet Place 2. I gave the original 4. So good sequel to a great movie.
As I recall, A Quiet Place was a film about a family that had to be ultra quiet all the time because of monsters that could hear well.
The aliens hunt by sound.
Okay. So we're not giving anything away that the trailer didn't have in it, right?
Right. And anybody who saw the first one.
Right. I don't remember getting super sucked in at the first one, but I think it was enjoyable. But, so A Quiet Place 2, not going to get the same kind of accolades and sort of break the same kind of ground that the first one did?
Well, it's hard to say. I think that how effective this movie is will depend on what personally scares you, because I have talked to a lot of people who like this movie as much or more than the first one, and the audience that I saw it with certainly seemed to appreciate it. For me, the claustrophobic feeling of the first one was part of what made it so scary, the idea that it was contained on this family's farm and they didn't really have anywhere to go for help. This one loses that a little bit, and I think that that's why it wasn't quite as nail-biting for me, although there are some very tense scenes in the film, don't get me wrong. But I think that people who have other things that they're afraid of, like getting trapped in somewhere where you can't breathe or things like that, there are scenes in this movie that will definitely play into those fears. So it depends on what scares you.
Yeah, that's
But I do like it. I don't want to make it sound like I'm being negative on it. I do like it. I just love the first one.
3 out of 4 earplugs or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
That'll work.
3 is where
you're
landed on that? Mm-hmm. Okay, super. All right, well, we'll keep an eye on that. And where is that going to appear?
That's in theaters.
And what about Spirit Untamed?
Spirit Untamed opens in theaters today.
Okay, so both of those you're getting to go to the movies. Well, I've been doing this for 18 months almost as an obsession. How are we doing at movie theaters themselves, the movie houses?
It's starting to look like the box office is back, and we're definitely going to get a normal summer movie season, unlike last year. Over the 4-day holiday weekend, A Quiet Place Part 2 earned $58.5 million. That is a record opening for the pandemic. Nothing else has really even come close to that. Meanwhile, Disney's Cruella also opened strongly with $26.5 million over the 4-day weekend. So these are numbers that are back to what we would typically expect in the summertime, despite COVID still going around, despite some theaters just now beginning to open in some places. It seems that people really do want to get back to the movies, and when there are big movies that they're excited to see, they're ready to return.
Well, those numbers are reversed in what I would have guessed. I thought Cruella, much anticipated, would do better, and A Quiet Place maybe not have as much appeal, but it didn't work out that way.
Cruella is also available in Disney Plus if you pay the premium access, the extra $30. A Quiet Place, the original, was kind of a sleeper. It had a nice opening, but it really held on and became a huge hit. So I think that really fueled the popularity of the sequel or the want-to-see value. But it's really heartening to see these numbers because it suggests that theaters can survive after all the difficulties that COVID created for them.
And have you seen the crowds at local theaters?
I have. I saw A Quiet Place 2 last week in the theater. I really wanted to see that one with an audience because that's part of the fun. And, there were probably 25, 30 people there, which on a Friday afternoon is a decent-sized crowd.
Okay, so that was a matinee.
Seems like people are coming back.
All right, and Saturday and Sunday afternoon matinees are back, and people are there. And
they're back. People are there starting on the 24th or the 25th, the AMC will be open every day again for the summer movie season. So that's another encouraging sign.
Now, can we get our 1 p.m. matinees back or 11 a.m. matinees back?
I hope so. I love those. Those are my favorites.
I like the 11 a.m. That's always fun. Then you still have your whole day in front of you to get to do other stuff. Okay, so that's at the box office. Well, keep us up to date about that. I think that is interesting, particularly not only the fact that folks are going back to the movies, but this interplay with some of the films coming out on streaming or cable, you know, in advance is an add-on there. Ernie Kemper's Paget win being reviewed. You'll have to explain that to me, and I wrote it. So.
Yeah, Twitter users are divided after a photo of actress Ellie Kemper being crowned the 1999 Queen of Love and Beauty at St. Louis's Veiled Prophet Ball resurfaced. According to a 2014 article in The Atlantic, the event's organizers emphasized the existing power structure and traditionally banned black and Jewish members. So this is kind of a PR nightmare. Ellie Kemper, real popular actress, known for being very perky and funny.
What's she in?
She played Erin in The Office. She's also the star of Netflix's Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, among many other things. You know, reputation is a super awesome person. And now this thing comes out where she's tied to this organization that's kind of racist and kind of anti-Semitic. Now, this happened when she was 19 years old. People
she's
were upset.
30-something now?
Yeah, 30, 40, something like that. So it happened quite a few years ago, but people are upset about it. So far, she has not commented on the controversy, so have to wait and see whether it blows over or whether she has any kind of career damage from it. But a lot of people were really hopped up about that online the other day when it broke.
And where's her career headed? We haven't, she hasn't really bubbled up into all of the mainstream.
Well, she does a lot of movies and stuff, you know, and those shows were big. She's one of those people who's kind of dependable. Sometimes she's the lead in something, but a lot of times she'll play a supporting role and do it very well. That's particularly true in movies. You know, she was in Bridesmaid as one of the bridesmaids, not the main character, but one of the supporting characters, and she's always real good at that. So we'll have to see whether she has any career damage as a result of this. Personally, I hope not. I think probably she was 19, most likely didn't know the history of the organization. I think it probably does not represent her views any longer. So I hope that she'll navigate through this.
Well, and she speaks out on some not controversial topics, but some good global topics in a pretty favorable way. So she's certainly a bigger person today than she was then. So maybe that that will help her. You were talking this week about masking requirements at theaters. What's the latest on that?
The major chains are all lifting their mask mandates for people who have been vaccinated. If you have not been vaccinated, you're still required to wear your mask within the theaters, and that does include AMC, our local chain. So if you're vaccinated, great, you can go to the movies, don't need the mask. If you're not vaccinated, this is another reason why you should consider getting vaccinated. So you can take off that mask and enjoy a movie without having to, you know, breathe in the stale air and have your glasses fog up and all of that.
Okay, so that you got that in your favor if you're going to the theater. Freedom wins this one, as a lot of my friends would say. Thank you so much. What will you see today? What's on your agenda?
I'm going to be seeing The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It.
Oh, okay. You like being scared, don't you?
I
this
do.
This is your favorite thing. Okay. Thank you so much. Movie Mike McGranahan at Aisle Seat is his handle on Twitter. Do as I do. Get a preview of almost everything he brings to our table here today by following him on Twitter, aisleseat.com.